Thanks for calling the customer service. My name is Yolanda. How may I help you?
Hi, thank you. This is Anne from Capital One on a recorded line.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a mutual customer here who's who needs assistance in canceling a transaction debt charge on her card today.
Okay, may I have that zip code, please?
I can actually have the customer on the line if you need to verify information.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, just hold on. All right, so thank you for waiting, Ms. Beam. I do have a representative on the other line from this company, Big Tech, that was charged to your card. Okay. She will help us out.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. And if you need me, I'll be staying on the line.
Okay, thank you.
How you doing, ma'am? May I have your zip code, please?
Yes, it's my mailing address is 97417.
Your first and last name?
Janettee Beam, B-E-A-M.
Mrs. Beam, could you verify your address, please?
Yes, my mailing address is P.O. Box 244, Bennonville, Oregon, 97417.
Okay, ma'am, what can I help you with?
Yes, I have a charge on my credit card for $54 and some change that I did not ask for any kind of subscription or anything of that nature, and I need that charge removed from my card. I'm on vacation, and I really need to be able to use my card.
Okay, ma'am, will you actually you actually signed up for that charge. You paid $7.95 on January 22nd as an enrollment into an online campaign store, and you received a neck massager as a free gift. And that shipped out on January the 24th. I don't know. You may not have received that yet. Do you remember paying the charges, the $7.95?
No, I do not remember that at all. Not at all.
Well, ma'am, is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No, there's not. No.
Ma'am, I can't get this account canceled
for
you.
For what?
A neck massage on January 22nd, 22.
And what was the $56 or $54 for?
Membership into an online campaign store. You should have received $125, which would have came through your email to shop at the store monthly.
Oh, I would have never put in for that. No way. No, this card I use just for trips that I have to do. I don't use it for anything else.
Well, ma'am, would you like me to transfer you to the fraud department?
I would like you to take the charge off my card and cancel this, whatever this is, the subscription or whatever it is.
Ma'am, we can offer you 35% of that charge back and the cancellation of your account due to it, you agreeing to the terms and conditions.
Boy, 35% of that back. Why not refund my money altogether? I don't want anything to do with the subscription or whatever this is.
You agreed to the terms and conditions of the paying the $7.95. So, ma'am, what we can do as a customer courtesy is offer you 50% back and a cancellation of your account.
50% back? No, that's not acceptable. I need to speak to your supervisor or something. I just got this charge in my card. Seen it. I did not okay this. This is not okay. 50% isn't going to cover it.
Ma'am, if you think someone stole your information, I can transfer you to the fraud department.
I never agreed to any subscription of any kind. That I do know. And I'd like it removed. Here it is.
Ma'am, Now we have one last discount of 75% refund to your account, and it will reflect on your account in 3 to 5 days. Transmitting a signal to my
75% is do you understand what I'm saying? I did not okay this subscription thing. This $54 is not acceptable to me. I just got it. It just happened. I don't know, maybe a little bit ago, and it's unacceptable.
Ma'am, I asked if you would like to be transferred to the fraud department. They can find out who.
It's not you, honey. It's just protocol. Period. It's wrong, and it shouldn't happen. I'm not holding you responsible. I just want to speak to your supervisor.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I know I'm not responsible. Hold on 1 minute, ma'am.
Thank you. What the hell it's about? I can't stand. I cannot deal with it. I can't answer. Especially not now. This is ridiculous.
Okay, ma'am, I have spoken with my supervisor, and she has advised me that I can give you your full refund and cancellation of your account. So your account has been canceled. Your $54.97 will reflect on your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very kindly.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Do you need a confirmation cancellation number?
Yes, that would be good. Thank you.
Okay, that would be C, as in cancel, 258.
258?
Yes, 258.
Okay.
813.
Uh-huh.
173.
Okay. And that was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Okay, Ms. Bean?
Yes.